that day, I mean, that huge turnout of people coming to the streets and supporting the Islamic Republic somehow was a good sign indicating that its assumption is wrong. And as a result, I mean, any negotiation team going to negotiate about the Iranian-American relationship or also the nuclear issue will, in my view, will have a better confidence knowing that back home it has this very huge popular support from the people.
The revolution anniversary rallies were held peacefully, but despite the fact that nothing out of the ordinary had occurred as predicted, news agencies kept on analyzing.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Christiana Manfort.
Professor Gary Sick of Columbia University and former aide to President Carter was the guest on CNN's Christiane Amanpour show. In the interview, the professor admitted that understanding Iran had always been a major problem for senior strategists like himself.
We watched the Iranian Revolution in 1978 and 79, and the reality is you had no idea where it was going to go, and there was great difference of opinion. And basically, it kind of depends on who blinks first.
This is a good admittance that this is true. But when it comes to the media assumes and postures with great self-confidence, as if what they see and what they know is it. And the world has to believe the way this mainstream corporate media sees the image of Iran, which is very, very far from the reality. The images, I mean, just an analysis of what they broadcast, the images they showed is a 1/100th of what was really going on. Why don't you show the other 99%?
We know that millions of people turned out for the revolution anniversary rallies. But who were these people? Were they from a specific class of society or political affiliation? Western media has tried to bundle the Iranian society into two divisions, of those who are pro-government and those who are anti-government. But is such a categorization just? And if so, were both groups present in the anniversary rallies? For the first time after the presidential elections in June 2009, those candidates that protested the results called for their supporters to partake in the event alongside pro-government participants. Despite differences of opinion, transform this day into a day of national unity to preserve the Islamic Revolution and support the Islamic Republic of Iran. But this invitation was not taken well by some government supporters.
آقای موسوی و آقایون دیگه هم به خاطر اینکه مثلا نشون بدن ما هم یک کسی هستیم. به نظر من اصلا دیگه کسی نیستن، چون اینها اصلا از رده خارج شدن. اگر این طور بود باید حداقل این میشد که مردم اینا رو خودشون رو میپذیرفتن. مردم نپذیرفتن و اینا رو پس زدن. و موقعی که به اصطلاح پس زدن یعنی چی؟ یعنی اینکه مردم اینها رو از آن خودشون نمیدونن و اینها رو دیگه خائن به ملت میدونن، خائن به مملکت میدونن. غیر از اینم هیچ چیز دیگه ای نیست.
February 11th was the first time since the elections that both sides of the political spectrum took part in an event as one united body. Differences put aside for a greater cause.
Those millions of people who we witnessed on the Tehran street, they're from a very wide spectrum of the society. I mean, many of those whom I personally know, they didn't vote for Mr. Ahmadinejad in the presidential election. But they came to the streets because they had this feeling that, okay, it's time for us to go and to show our solidarity and national unity.
An example of this is the participation of Mr. Ali Ghambari and his family in the rallies. Mr. Ghambari is a former parliament member and was a provincial governor during Mr. Mousavi's term as prime minister between 1981 and 1989.
من فکر میکنم که یک حرکت عظیمی صورت گرفت و در چارچوب نظام و در چارچوب قانون اساسی صورت گرفت و آقای موسوی و آقای کروبی و آقای خاتمی همیشه اعتقاد دارن که ما قانونمند عمل میکنیم و بر اساس چارچوب ها حرکت میکنیم و انتقاد به دیگران دارن که در واقع مخالفین نهضت سبز هستن که در واقع اجازه نمیدن که قانون اساسی به کلی و در واقع یک مسیر هدفمندی به خوبی اجرا بشه.
Mr. Ghambare referred to the opposition as the Green Movement. But what is the definition of this newly coined term? Every presidential candidate chose a color to represent their campaign before the elections. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad chose the colors of Iran's flag. Mir Hossein Mousavi chose green, Mehdi Karoubi white, and Mohsen Rezaei blue. The first candidate who protested the election results was Mr. Mir Hossein Mousavi, who accused the Guardian Council of falling short of its responsibilities. Instead of pursuing his argument through legal channels, Mousavi called on his supporters to stage street protests. The Guardian Council rejected Mousavi's allegations and, to clear up the ambiguities, ordered a recount of random voting stations across the country. But despite the recount results, Mousavi and his supporters, who refuted the election results, continued their protests. Tensions were also heightened by Western powers, who tried to maximize on the situation by supporting street riots. The goal seemed to be to transform a political situation that could be resolved through legal channels into illegal protests. The Iranian government and people protested this interference in the country's internal affairs.
کسانی که در حکومت امریکا هستن دچار اشتباه شدن، تصور کردن که کسانی که رأی ندادن، کسانی که رأی به آقای احمدی نژاد ندادن، اینا به اصل نظام معترض هستن. اشتباهشون این بود، در حالی که تمام انتخابات در چارچوب نظام اسلامی برگزار شد. همه کسانی که در انتخابات شرکت میکنن به عنوان نامزدهای انتخاباتی، اولین اصل این است که قانون اساسی رو قبول داشته باشن. تمام رؤسای جمهور سوگند یاد میکنن در محضر نمایندگان ملت در مجلس ایران که مدافع و حافظ قانون اساسی جمهوری اسلامی ایران هستند. در این چارچوب انتخابات برگزار شد و بعد هم البته بعد از اونی که اونا فکر کردن که کسانی که رأی ندادن، پس اکثر کسانی که رأی ندادن معترض به اصل نظام هستن، آمدن سرمایه‌گذاری های مختلف کردن، آمدن سیستم های تبلیغاتی خاصی رو راه اندازی کردن، آمدن پول های رو خرج کردن برای اینکه این چالش قانونی رو که در چارچوب نظام انجام شده تبدیل بکنم به چالش غیر قانونی.
Western officials continued to express their so-called concern over Iran's political hurdle. At this time, many Iranians from both sides of the political spectrum objected to foreign interference in Iran's affairs.
بسیاری از کسانی که در اون انتخابات هم رأی داده بودن به کاندیداها، وقتی که فهمیدن بعضی از دولت‌های خارجی دارن سوء استفاده میکنن، دارن برداشت غلط میکنن، آمدن به میدان گفتن نه ما هستیم، اشتباه نکنید، ما هستیم، انقلاب ما زنده است، ملت ما زنده است.
What Western powers did not take into consideration is that all the presidential candidates are supporters of the Islamic Revolution. Analysts are of the opinion that this misperception springs from a lack of knowledge about Iranian culture and the Islamic Republic.
The difficulty with many foreign correspondent and foreign observer of Iran is that when they see someone criticizing the supreme leader Ahmadinejad or another high-ranking Iranian leader, they make the wrong conclusion that this is it. He is against the Islamic system. He is against the Islamic revolution.
Many analysts in Iran believe that the illegal protests the opposition candidates chose to adopt moved them out of the legitimate political scene and into an illegal zone.
اصل قضیه این بوده که بحث اینها، بحث جنبش سبز، یک لایه باید بگیم رویی به نام انتخابات بوده، اما لایه پنهان و زیرینش بحث